We're currently almost in the middle of our herbaceous island beds, which are just this great explosion of colour at this time of year.
They are colossal. I mean, this is the stuff that dreams are made of. If you could have a patch in your garden, I suppose they're possibly kind of kidney-shaped, and they rise in the middle, these mountains of flowers, because some of these plants, does the soil go upwards or are they just that tall?
No, they are just that tall. So it's, you know, part of the design of the herbaceous island beds is that you actually, you know, try and work so that all your tall things are in the middle and your shorter things are at the front. Obviously with some mixes and things as well of different heights and textures. But yeah, it is all from the same level of soil.
So we start, some of these plants will be very familiar to people. The front is that lovely lamb's ear. When you're a child, you just have to get your hands on at the Stachys because it's the grey, it's fluffy, it's soft. The little Stipa tenuissima, the lovely soft flowing grass that I'm sure when there's a good breeze blowing through here is wafting away. Lots of familiar plants, big cosmos, I mean, bigger than anything I've ever grown in my garden.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, this ground has been tended for years and years and years, and we don't particularly add lots of, well, we don't add extra fertiliser or anything. It's just good old-fashioned fertile soil, really.
They're wonderful plants because they're ones you recognise from a garden centre, and yet they are just combined in the perfect way. Colours that go so well together, foliage textures that go next to each other. Do you sit down and plot this on a piece of paper?
Not particularly. I mean, the garden team here, we have different kind of areas of responsibility. So this is looked after by one team who tend the kind of more ornamental areas. The last time these were designed, there may have been some kind of idea, but nothing really fixed in on paper at all. And it just is kind of quite organic the way it evolves. But what's been happening as well is because it's quite time consuming to lift everything and divide every 2 or 3 years, which is the ideal. They'll sometimes come in and just deal with pockets. So we'll thin things out and then add new things in. So it's constantly evolving, really. So things like the cosmos are here this year, but they might not be here next year. So we add extra bits and pieces with different annuals, perhaps, or sometimes bring in new perennials. So this year we've added more echinacea, so the coneflower, echinacea, pallida. And we're really, really pleased with that we you know, just made a space and slotted it in, and it's fitted in amongst the other stuff. So, there are ideas in our minds, but it's only when you get on the ground that you really start to get a feel for how things fit together.
There are colour combos which are just stealing my heart away. I think the golden of the grass, the Stipa tenuissima, with the purple of the sedum, and then this little scabious, these tiny little sort of cushions of purple that float through the grass.
Yeah, this is one of my favourite combinations. So this is, the sedum, purple emperor, Stipa tenuissima, and the purple scabious is Nautia macedonica, which is a favourite of mine. I think it's beautiful. So it's like our own scabious, but just this sort of reddy burgundy flowers. And as with the scabious, it attracts bees particularly, but you then get these lovely, lovely globular heads of seed as well. And it just is a really beautiful combination of colours.
What I think is amazing is we've talked about the different heights, and some of them are just so many feet taller than me. Is there support in here? Have you got plant supports, or are the plants sort of holding each other up?
They are sort of holding each other up, which is quite amazing. So it's quite densely planted, which helps. But it's knowing which are the good, strong growers and which are the good forms to buy. So, for example, here we've got Maclea cordata, which is about probably 8 foot tall, so getting on for probably nearly 2 metres. And it's just a self-supporting plant that's coming up through the Crocosmia here and this Anaphalis in the front. And yeah, it does just manage to sort of support itself and stay upright, really.
It's a really clever idea. I think even though people walk up to these and think, wow, this is something I couldn't do in my garden, and how many of us could, you can really get those ideas of the plants that perhaps do have a bit more structural integrity. And if you pop them next to something that can lollop onto them, that could work really well.
Yeah, it does. It's a great way to think about gardening at home, because if you've not got to, you know, go out staking or, yeah, you know, I know people who say, oh, I never get round to it. Well, actually, if you can do away with that, then it doesn't matter, because, you know, things will carry on and grow erect and upright and not flop over everything else if you just get the planting distances but the right plants as well.
Bet you get a lot of seasons of interest out of this as well, because there's so much here that as the year goes round is going to keep its seed heads, going to keep its structure.
Yeah, definitely. So we start seeing things in here from about March, April, and you just get a constant wave of colour. So it's amazing how quickly one thing goes over and leads into another. So you just get so much variation through the year. And yeah, we will get seed heads, etc. So we've got things like Eryngium, Gigantium, Miss Wilmot's Ghost here, and that will stay looking amazing through winter. But as many of the other things do, you've got that extra winter structure. So it's great for, you know, extending the season of interest.
And isn't that so called because that was the plant that Miss Wilmot used to scatter as she visited people's gardens and leave as her ghost behind her?
Yeah, it's a fantastic thing to do. I think we should all be doing
I would just, not mind if she'd left that in my garden.
Just finding the right thing to do it with, isn't it?